Father, we thank you for your children. We appreciate you for all the things. When we are here in your presence, we hear your word. We ask that you ask the people unto you as you speak to us. Thank you, King of Glory. We serve your name in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We talk about just to remind us of God's promises. God's promises. That's the topic, God's promises. It's just a reminder. Most of us have forgotten. There are so many promises. There are so many promises. We look at a few of them. We need to be reminded of a few of them. Just a few. 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Be part of it. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. It says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So God has given us a lot of promises. Promises that most of us have forgotten due to circumstances, challenges that has come our way, those challenges that have eaten up the promises that God has given to us that we have. We've forgotten about them. At times, some things may come, and there are promises that God has given concerning such things. But we will be overwhelmed with things, thereby forgetting that, oh, God has talked about this before. Think God has dealt with every issue in life. God has touched on every issue in life. And so it's just for us to sit down and go back to that word that He has given to us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Philippians 4, verse 19, Philippians 4, 19. For my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's a normal, a popular verse that people might say, God shall supply all our needs according. But when the going get stuff, most of us forget even that popular verse of the scripture. We forget about it because our challenges are overwhelming us. I want us to put these things to heart. There are so many of them. When they come, when those things come, we go to it and we stand on it. We stand on it. I fall into such things also. Forget about when the challenge comes left, right, and then it comes against you. You forget about what that there are. Promises concerning these things. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Many people will see these things as promises. Most promises are not for money. Like Abdullah said, the greatest inheritance is Jesus. We'll talk about an expected end. Most times, you don't have to. You feel, okay, if I die, where am I going to? An expected end. We always expect a good end in our lives. We always expect an end, a glorious end in every situation. We always expect a glorious end. The worst case scenario as a human being is dead. The worst case that a human being is fear most also is dead or die. That's an end. When? Well, how is that end? God has given us all his promises. God has, most of us abandon God because of death. And we forget that he was an expected end. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. When I was a child, my dad bought free and kept in the power to be the exes, the Lord Jesus, and the Lord there is fear thou not. For I am with thee. That's what it's called. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. So, even as I didn't know about Christ, I knew, fear thou not, for I am with thee. But it continues. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee when in time of trouble. Will strengthen thee, will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. That means you have a helper. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of His righteousness. This verse is loaded powerful. We will ask. How many of us have remembered this course of our lives in this day? What do we people have known that God is reminding us today? We still have this kind of promise. We still have this kind of promise. Fear thou not. Let me stop here. Because we still have this kind of promise. God is, today God is reminding us. These things that we are hearing today, they are still in the Bible. And there are more to come. There are more not to come. There are more. Already, if only you go back and search for them, and use them for the intended purpose. You put them there for things like this. So if you need them, if you are facing things like that, like what was put there, then we should go back to learn the instrument. That's why it was put there. So let's make use of them. 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It says, there are no temptation taking you, but such as is common unto man. But God is faithful. When you hear God is faithful, that's faithful. Faithful gives you assurance of God. Gives you an assurance about God. That God is faithful. He can go to sleep. Why would he go to sleep? If he's faithful, then all he says, he will bring to pass. God is faithful. It's an insurance that you are covered. It's an insurance that you are covered. What's the word? Insurance. So it's an insurance that you are covered. That's faithfulness that is attached to the name of God. Praise the Lord. Who will not suffer you to be put to be tempted above that ye are able. So when you see temptation, what is there here? And I'm able to. It's not what I mean. If a temptation comes to you, then you see. If you are aware of this passage, you know that if God of our life comes to me, then I can surmount it. It's possible not to put on my hair and say, hey! I come to you and say, everybody will go, that's common. For him to align to come to you, then you are able to overcome that and you are able to come. Most of us fall. Most of us are defeated because we don't have this anything. This is my point. We don't have them at hand. Let me have these things. But the temptation also make a way to escape. That's yay. Let me just explain that. But we with the temptation also make a way to escape. Someone will say, okay, if I have this, what will be this temptation? Also make it escape. Then I can be back in time because I know that God will make an escape for me. In that temptation, I can be back in time trying to make sure that He does not overwhelm me, He doesn't defeat me. Hoping that the faithful God will make an escape for me in that temptation at the end. That ye may be able to bear it. That's another one. To bear it. You will be able to bear it. John 14, verse 27. 14, 27. It says, peace I live with you. If he lives peace with you, even if you are in the northeast, even in Borno State, and beside your home, your compound, a bomb blast, just by the peace I live with you, fear will just leave you with me. Just God has given me His peace. He let His peace with me. His peace is still with me. My peace I give unto you, not as the world to give I unto you. We know the kind of peace the world has. We have explained the kind of peace the world gives. We know the kind of peace the world gives to us. But he said, that's not the kind of peace I give. Therefore, if there is a bomb that lasts in me, the next compound. And you are saying, oh, to come, there's a peace of God in you that comes with that end, glorious end. It's a difficult one to understand. If you want to perform, I don't know if we're going to have, say, oh boy, this kind of one. Say, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Most of us will be afraid. We have fear of the unknown. Because we don't want to have it, but we're afraid. Yeah, what will happen tomorrow? If I do this, if I don't succumb to them, I'll be sacked. If I don't do this thing, I'm going to pay my rent. Then we do what? Fear. But there's a problem. Isaiah that says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let ye that same heart be afraid, neither let that same heart. Psalm 48 verse 11, just trying to bring out to kickstart our hearts towards looking for those promises of God. That's what I'm going to do here. To kickstart our heart, to jumpstart it. Okay? We push it out. Start. Most of us start on its own. God will push it. This message is just a kickstart our hearts. So we'll be looking for God's promises. Getting used to them. Psalm 84, verse 11. Verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright, upright. This promise is for those that are upright. If you know and you know and you know and know that you are upright, then this is for you. It is clear. This is for you. This is the situation. You know, I am upright. And God cannot hide any good thing from me. If there's no good thing, will you withhold? He will give it to you. The good thing, give it to you. Will not give it. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 40, verse 29, he said, he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no mind. He pleaseth strength. I have all promises. Most of all, I'm not supposed to well. I've seen this thing. For those that have no mind, gives strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Said, even the youth that is supposed to be strong, they shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But this one that we know, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. What? They shall mount up the wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That means, even if you are old man or an old woman, and a youth, not to say, don't say that. If this young man cannot do it, then I cannot do it. No. Remember, I said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. An old man that will renew his strength. It's a promise. It's a promise. God has laid it down for us. What a young man cannot do, an old man will do it with the help of God. The help of God. John 3 verse 16. Said, God so loved the world. We are too used to that one that we don't even use of it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting. It's a promise. I advise that we go back and pray concerning that God reveal to me more about John 3:16. There is more to John 3:16. There is more to it. It's not just a reason for it. There's more to John 3:16. More to John 3:16. There's more to John 3:16. Let's go back and tell God, reveal to me more about John 3:16. Now God will do as we wish to do it. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. It says, for I will restore health unto thee. Come, this for you. It's there. Don't need to check to see. It's there. He will restore. That means for you to restore, it has been taken away from you. And he will restore. I don't think that you are keen into it. But God said, he will restore health unto you. Restoration. And I will heal thy wound. I will heal their wound. I will heal their wound. Who says that? See what I said? He said, the Lord Jesus, the Lord God, he said it in his word. Because they called thee an outcast. Saying, this is Zion. No woman is together. Everybody has thrown away. People have said it will not happen. It cannot be worked on. We said he will restore. Go back and search for more. There are more. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are more to God's promises. Word, 37 verse 4. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord. If he says, delight thyself also, that means he has said something before that. Then we'll go to verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be
the promise.
Have you?
Goes to us for the delight thyself also in the Lord. Love the Lord. And just be free.
And shall do what? Be the desires of thy heart.
This is for Christians.
Because God has said this to a sinner. Because you desire to own everything. You desire things that are not according to the will of God. This is for we believe as Christians. To grant you the desires of God.
But most of us just think, and shall grant me the desires. Lord, say, grant me the desires of God.
God help us.
Matthew 11. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in your soul.
Say in your soul, not in your flesh. You shall find rest in your soul. There are some eternal promises, eternal ones. And if you are not there, if you are in the spirit, you will not understand. If you are not in the spirit, you will not understand some promises right now. Let's take it as a prayer point. Father, help me to understand the eternal promises. Help me to understand those eternal promises, not the earthly ones. There are some that are there. But there are eternal ones that we need to understand to appreciate
Romans 8 to the end. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love us, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
And we know, most of us don't know, if we don't know then the rest cannot work. If you don't know, then it will not work. It will not be effective in your life. If you don't know, it will not be effective in your life. For all things work together for good. All things work together for good. And it's anything that happens. Father, why has this happened? Even if a cloud, even if you're in the midst of a cloud and it happened, a red cloud, and you see in your mind, your spirit of God, why did this happen? If you know Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work, if something happens, you speak to God. Why has this happened? And immediately he will speak to you. With that response, you now act.
Christianity is not wake up, sleep, wake up, sleep. There's more. Praise the Lord. Exodus 15, verse 6.
Like I said, you need to stay up. Ah! So these things are there.
Then you go back and decide what you want to do.
And say, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of this disease upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee.
I've not heard about in that book who God is, and Jesus came back again.
He said, he is the God that I'm going to go for. Back to God. He is the God that healed him. If he has healed him, then if he has healed him in the spirit, whatever happens in the spiritual affects the physical. So if he has healed you in the spirit, then none of the diseases that comes, which your neighbor will affect you. It's there. It's written. It's there. None shall affect you. If God will have it. If. So what role should we play?
What role should we do?
Diligently hearken to the voice of God. Diligently hearken to the voice of God. Diligently hearken to the voice of God.
Isaiah 43 verse 2. Isaiah 43 verse 2. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, I shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon
this. Neither shall the flame kindle upon that is what happened. What happened to the fall of the bodies? It did not stand at all. It did not stand at all on their bodies.
So he came when thou pass through the water.
Said it is growing. The Chinese are growing. You pass through the water.
Water.
Smaller. Said I will be with thee. And that small one. Through the river is bigger than water. They shall not overflow thee. Then he came. Ah, this one. When thou walketh through the fire. Through the fire. Ha!
one is the biggest one.
Thou shalt not be born. And neither shall it be born.
Let's talk about born. Say no, let's talk about born. It will not even start. Nothing will even happen. So when you now see a challenge, after that one, read after that one. And that one starts. I'm not finished with this one. Don't come from again. There are three stages the Buddha talked about. He has talked about three stages. Water, river, and fire. When you come, and you start to meet the complaining. And God has promised that three, even the third one, which is fire, will not start. Don't worry. A dog is chained to this thing. And you are here. And the dog is here. You have the chain that take you to. And he barks and barks and barks. Is he touching you? And you are still standing. Because what will come here? I'm not a dog. But someone is a real dog. I can't even come to this place. But you're here, but he cannot get you. He's just barking, barking, barking. That is what God is saying. He said, he grow. He said, don't worry. Let's go back and look for such form. It's an avenue for us to do more than in depth Bible study. Praise the Lord. 1 John 2, 25. 1 John 2, 25. This is the promise that He has promised us. Even eternal life. He has promised you eternal life. That was the mega promise. He has promised you eternal life. Don't worry. Just do what I say. I will give you this. But someone said, walk for me at the end of the month, I will pay you. It's a promise. Pay, I will definitely pay you. If you don't believe in that company, you know what? You say, pay because of this. You say, I promise you also eternal life. God has promised us eternal life. Our own part to play there is, what should we do to get eternal life? What should we do to get it? Do what it takes to get that. God will keep His promise. He will give you praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 23, 26, verse 3. It's very well. Because it's telling us up to remind us His promise. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted perfect peace. Not just peace, he said perfect peace. A peace that is not, that has no spots. Perfect. It's just perfect. All that is needed is in that peace. That's what it is. Peace. Perfect peace. So when noise comes, noise. That will be market. There will be noise around for inside of that. Peace. When he says peace, perfect peace, then he will say some perfect peace. That's promise. Perfect peace. Just put your mind today in the name perfect peace. John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath eternal life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. But wrath of God. For the Lord of God abideth on him. It's not a promise, it's also a promise. It will surely happen. As there are good promises, there are so bad promises. The promise for those who are not straightforward. If God doesn't go back, it will surely happen. It's a promise. You can expect the good ones to go. There are promises. Other types of promises. People that will receive that promise will do themselves. Pray that we are not part of them. Isaiah 49, verse 25. 49, verse 25. For thus saith the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth to save their children. These are warriors. What does the light this part of prayer? Warriors like it. It's a promise. The promise is not on himself. It's waiting. They will need to put more force. The promise is not on himself. It's waiting. So just apply it. Just come off. Don't do it. This is your voice on this kind of, on this one. Just speak. Just remind me that what he says. It will just start working. You will start shaking your head. He promised you that even the cloud of the mighty shall take me away. And beside the mighty man's hand, will just say, God will start working. In verse 54, verse 7, verse 17, it says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. That means, as a child of God, there are weapons that have been kept for you. So don't think that if you do everything right, all is well. He said, no weapon. That means there are weapons that have been kept, that have been manufactured for you. Every tongue that shall rise against the judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage
of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. That part A again, that's what people like say. What? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn the flesh. There's also, it's always a caveat. Yeah. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord and their righteousness. Everything is tied to the righteousness of God. Our righteousness. Our righteousness.
It's of me. Praise the Lord.
Say our righteousness of him. Our righteousness. Not our own. Our righteousness is not of us. It's of God. We will live in this life.
Not for ourselves.
In Ezekiel 36:56. Ezekiel 36:56. He said, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Even in your sinful state, there's a promise. When Paul is saying, you are tired, and Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't find myself doing them. He can help you even in that state. He can help you. He will give you a heart of flesh. He will take away the stony heart from you. That stony heart makes you rebel like this. You may not want to do it, but the stony heart is causing you to put those things out. Spirit, remind me of what you have said here. Lord, you need to take away the stony heart from me. Come on, take it away from me. Give me a heart of flesh. And allow him to do his job. Amen. He will give you a new heart. New heart. He will give you a new spirit. Put it to the inside. When those things come inside of you, nothing can stop you from pleasing God. Nothing will stop you from pleasing God. Nothing can stop you.
Luke 11, verse 13. Luke 11, verse 13.
It says, if ye then, even evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your father, every father, give the Holy Spirit to them? Ask him. Ask them. You have to ask. How will you ask if you don't know these things? You need to know them first to know them. See, if you know how to give to your children, how for me that will give to you?
Our God is just there waiting for us. He's waiting for us to do, to ask, to put his promises, remind him of his promises. Remind, just remind him. That's what he asked for. Just remind him, keeping his precepts. After doing those things, he said, you. James 4, verse 7. James 4, verse 7. Then submit yourself, therefore, to God. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. And he said, just resist the devil. Just resist and you will flee. Just resist the devil. First of all, you submit yourself and resist the devil. Flee. Yes, say it. Say it. Just resist the devil and you will flee. Jesus, God's promises, sit there for us. Thank you, Jesus. Promise of God. Let me forget about that. Romans 8, verse 32. Romans 8, verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All things. That question is for you. When you go back, you should answer that question. You should answer that question. When it's time to wake up and do according to the word of God, just let's begin to do. Let's just begin to do. Finally, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. 2 Corinthians. We're going to read it together. We're going to read it together. Okay. 1, 2, go. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us enter ourselves for all obedience of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God has told us this. Having therefore these few promises, there are these few out of the new nine Bible and many here. There are many who have said, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. That means even Christians need to cleanse ourselves.
What about born again?
No. Just cleanse yourself for filling in the flesh. Just perfect holiness. That means our holiness needs to be perfected. There are levels of our holiness that God needs. This holiness is where I want you to be. Holiness. That is the paramount level of holiness. It's good.
And let us fear God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
May God help us to fear Him. May God help us to be holy. May God help us to cleanse ourselves. Let us submit ourselves to Him to cleanse us. May I know for Him to perfect His point in our life, He will do it for us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, you have come to this house, and we love to sing your praises. We lift our hearts and our hands to the King of all the ages. Hear us, Lord, we pray. Jesus, come, fill this place.
Thank you.
promise of so many things. All of that which we've seen together. Come to open our mouth and speak to Him. Speak to the Lord. He has made all these promises. You made a promise. Make a promise to this God that has promised you. What is your own stake in this Christian place? What is your stake? What is your own stake? Yes, yeah, make a promise, 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 promise. I will pass. What is your own stake? Let's take that. Let's not present our own path to Him today. Let's present our own path to Him today. We will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, that's what I said. We will serve. That's the heavy statement today. So we will serve the Lord. I mean, He has meant for generations to come. What is your stake in this place? What is your stake? What is your stake? What is your stake? What is your stake?
All things.
What good to who?
He can be better.
believest thou this? You know, a lot of times we do things and I'm not sure we believe it. We say those things that the Lord is asking us to do. Believest thou this? In Mark chapter 11, after he had cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree dried up, and the disciples looked and said, ah, look at the tree you cursed. It is withered away. You know, the Lord was not surprised. He didn't even look at the tree. He had cursed it and he had gone away. Let's read from verse 11 of Mark chapter, from verse 22 rather, sorry, of Mark chapter 11. Jesus answered and said to her, have faith in God. What does that mean? Trust God. Believe Him without wavering. Even in this, for assuredly I say to you, whoever, is there somebody's name there? So when you see whoever, can you put your name there? Except you can put your name there. This is black check. Put your name there. For assuredly I say to you, Raymond, or Abraham, or Grace, or Emmanuel, David, or Eve, or Dea, or Joy, if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things you say will be done, you will have whatever it says. Now, let me ask you a question. Does it apply to your rich? Can it apply to your rich?
No.
Can it apply to your rich?
No. It cannot.
No. We are speaking of somebody who has intimacy with Christ. That's why Isaiah verse 5 says, have faith in God. He's a believer. Look at verse 24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Which one comes first? The believing or the receiving? So whatever you pray, of course, it goes without saying that this does not include irresponsible prayers. Like, let my enemies die. We are talking of praying according to the will of God. Remember what the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, I think it is 14 or 15. This is when you pray. He says, this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to, He answers us. He hears, right? He hears us. He didn't say we'll ask Him. He hears us. And if you know that He has heard you, then you already have the answer to your prayer. So the issue here is what? God hears us. Look at verse 25 of Mark 11. Let's read that together. Want to go? Let's read. I want to go. Okay, it's not there. Mark 11, 25. Are you there? Okay, go.
And when he starts praying, forgive you, you have ought to be remembered, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
There are some conditions that go with this. Have you forgiven? Or are you holding people in unforgiveness? You see, when you have done your own business, God will do this. To have faith in God also means that you learn to forgive. I kept hearing that question. Believest thou? For every promise that was read today, put that thing after those promises that you have written down. Believest thou? Do you believe? Do you believe that you can actually move mountains and cast them into the sea? Take one of the promises that you think applies to you as you were hearing it. Ponder it. And then ask yourself, do I believe this? If you do, then go to God and say, Lord, I receive this. Because that's what he said. When you pray, believe and you have it. So believe that you have it and you receive it. So ponder what is the situation we're doing right now. Look at that promise. Maybe it's not one of the promises that was mentioned. Maybe it's the promise that you have heard before. Ponder it. Ponder it. Give no room for doubt. If there is no forgiveness, you have this desire to forgive everyone. ponder it, and then ask yourself, do I believe this promise? If your answer is yes, then you have it. Remember that Satan will bring doubts into your heart. You must push it out. Sometimes one does not want to share testimonies because, you know, the testimonies revolve around some things that one would say, why is it always like this? Like my wife mentioned, last week was an interesting week in this house. House like this. Because there was nothing. Absolutely nothing. And there was tension. In fact, not that there was nothing, there was tension. There was nothing, and he gave rise to tension. But I just kept holding on to her. If I'm going to start, let me start. And something interesting happened, that a friend of mine in the US is that he's a woman. One cup of hand drop from his hand, just like that. His birthday was 1st of August. For some reason, I didn't call him. I remember that. Look, the issues were too serious for me to be remembering to call anybody. So around 8 p.m., my phone rang. It was him. He said, Ray, what happened? I know that if nobody wishes me happy birthday on the 1st of August, Ray is going to call. He said, but I didn't hear. You didn't call me. I said, brother, things are not as easy as you think of them. That's not what my mind is on right now. Look, my wife has been ill, and you know, the illness keeps coming and going, So it's something that has weighed heavy on my mind. I'm sorry, that's why. We spend a lot of money, and right now I don't have money for that kind of thing. So what we're doing is we're just committing to God's hands in prayer. So please don't be angry. She said, by the way, it's bad. So give me your account number. Let me send something. You know that within 3 hours of our conversation, he had credited my account with some amount of money. I'm not going to tell you how much it is. And even after he credited the amount of money, he still sent an apology that, you know, you are better than what I said to you. Just manage. What am I saying? It is not about what you are going through now. It is the word of God. You may not be seeing the result now as you are looking at that word. But ask yourself, do you believe it? Because after many of us thought, the Lord just asked in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, when the Son of Man shall return, shall he find faith on the earth? Will he find people who are believing God? Many of us are believing people. Look, there are one or two people I know that if I call, or rather, I believe that if I call, they will speedily answer. You better not believe such rubbish. Because they are the ones that disappoint you the most. You believe God. You don't know where hell will come from. It may not come from where, in fact, most times it doesn't come from where you expect. It comes from it. Why does God do that? So that you can depend on Him and not on man. So go over those promises. Do you believe them? If you do, you have it. If you don't, then you have a problem. And if there are doubts in your heart, this is time to pray and say, Lord, push out every doubt. Everything in me that makes me doubt your word. Because the promises you are giving is the word. Anything that makes me doubt your word, push it out of my heart. Go ahead and pray. We'll just spend some time talking to God about it. Anything in me that makes you, that makes me doubt your word, come and get rid of that thing. Whether it is the flesh, or my understanding of science, or my ability to explain things. Whatever it is that makes me doubt your word, Father, come and remove it from my heart of my life. Come and get rid of it out of my life. I want to believe your word, every single word. I want to be able to hold on to your word, every single word. Oh, thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Father, I pray, not just for myself, but I intercede also for my brothers and my sisters. That Lord, every form of unbelief, every form of doubt, every form of fear, anything that will make us not to believe your word, whether it is science or news that we have heard,
or a story that has been told us, or an event that has occurred before. Father, extinguish such things from our life in the name of Jesus. Help us to hold on to your word simply, with all humility of heart, to just believe your word. Help us, Lord, to be able to tell Satan to get away when he brings his crafty words in our ears. Help us to be able to say, as Esther said, if I perish, I perish. If I die, I die. Have your way, Lord. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.